And finally, buyer personality types. With regard to the true psychology of selling, there are five personality types, and it's important that we identify them and we recognize them. The first of these is the apathetic. The apathetic represents about 5%. The apathetic is the negative, cynical person who's never going to buy anything. They don't care how good it is or how cheap it is, they're never going to buy it anyway. You run into these people occasionally. They're down on themselves, they're down on life, they've been cheated or made mistakes so many times that they just don't care what you have to offer. If you were offering them a $100 prize for $5, they wouldn't buy it. I had a person who was selling a product, and the product was $295, and it was an excellent product, and the person was perfectly qualified. They needed it. They could afford it. He said, we kept saying, well, it's too expensive. It's too expensive. It's too expensive. And finally, in exasperation, he asked him, he said, what if I gave it to you for $200? He said, it's still too expensive. He said, how about $100? He said, well, I couldn't afford it. He said, how about $5? He said, I still wouldn't buy it. This is the apathetic buyer. When you meet these people, extricate yourself as politely as you can and slip away and go after someone else. These are about 1 in 20. On the other end of the scale, you have the self-actualizing buyer. The self-actualizing buyer is very different. This man or woman knows exactly what they want, knows exactly what they're willing to pay, knows exactly the specifications, and if you have it, they'll take it. Right now, thank you very much. Will that be cash or charge X? It's as simple as that. And every so often in selling, 1 in 20, 1 in 30 times, we run into one of these people. And the sale is so easy, we say, geez, if I could do that all the time, I'd be a rich man or a rich woman. Isn't that correct? Well, these are 1 in 20, and when you're selling the self-actualizing buyer, always sell them exactly what they want. Don't try to sell them something else or different or change the specifications. You might give them some additional information, but don't try to talk them into something different. If you don't have what they want, then tell them that you don't have it and suggest where they can get it. Your other three categories of buyer are, first of all, what we call your analytical buyer, which represents 30% of the market. This is a person who is low on the relationship scale and low on the task orientation scale. This is the person who does not care about getting the job done so much and does not care about the people who are involved. All they care about is the details. They are very specific. They're called thinkers. They like to consider very carefully. They want to know every single nut and bolt. They want to know every single penny and every single percentage point. And they ask an enormous number of questions that are picky, picky, picky. They are accountants, they're bookkeepers, they're controllers, they're administrators. They're people who don't make decisions in a hurry. They're very slow to make up their minds. They need to be left alone with the material to reflect on it. And when you're talking to them, the thing that makes them the happiest is detail. The more detail you give them about how the product works, what it costs, how it performs, how it will be serviced, and so on, the happier they are. They love details. They can sit and study details, charts, graphs for hours, and they just love them. The more details you give them, the happier they are, the more general statements. Oh, it's a great product, everybody's using it. That's the kind of statement that makes them very, very uneasy. If you say, it is an excellent product, it's graded 8.9 on the consumer scale, and there are 2,326 people now using it west of the Lakehead, then they say, aha, that's the sort of thing that they relate to. And then they want all of their names and phone numbers. The next type of person is the relationships-oriented person, another 30%. These people are very concerned about people. They're concerned about how people think and feel, how people will react, how people will respond, what people's opinions will be. They are hypersensitive about the opinions of other people. And these will be personnel people, psychologists, nurses, teachers, school teachers, social workers, young people. Many, if not all women, are very, very into relationships. And when they come to buying a product, their primary concern is its impact on other people. If you're selling them an office product, they want to know how it will fit into the existing situation, how happy the staff will be using it, what its colors are, whether it will be difficult to learn, who is going to have to adapt or adjust to it. If you're selling them a house, they're concerned with how it will affect other people who will come and visit the house. If you're selling them clothes, if you're selling them cars, their primary concern is other people's responses to it. These people like to talk a lot. They like to really talk out the product or service. They like to develop a relationship with the person selling them. Sometimes with the analytical buyer, it'll take you 45 minutes to go over your presentation. With the emotional buyer, they may want to spend 2 hours and then come back and spend 2 more hours just to relate, just to feel really comfortable, to get their mind around you and around the new product or service. The third type is what we call the entrepreneurial, practical, task-focused buyer. This person is very direct, This person wants to get right to the point. They are very businesslike. They want results. They want practical outputs. They want to know how much it's going to cost and how much they're going to get and how can you prove it and what's my guarantee and let's get on with this because I've got to get back to something else. They don't want any small talk. They don't want chit-chat about fishing in the hockey game and so on and so forth. They want to know now what you've got and they've got to get on with it. So when you deal with this type of person, which are primarily entrepreneurs, sales managers, business managers, people responsible for output, production managers, foremen, and so on, when you deal with this type of person, get right to the facts. They'll lead you quite quickly. The analytical buyer will want to know about the details. They'll be looking to see what you've got to show them that they can read, that they can analyze, that they can check on. And the practical buyer will be fidgety, and he'll be trying to do two or three things at once, and will want you to get right with it. Now, the very best type of salesperson is what we call the integrated personality. The integrated personality is one who has the qualities to be able to deal with all three. As it happens, each of us has, as a dominant personality style, one of these five. In selling, we tend to lean toward being emotional or practical, if you like, and some of us are self-actualizing, but every one of us has one of these as a dominant style. And our biggest mistake is that we slip into our dominant style and we talk to each of these three major types of buyers in terms of what interests us rather than what interests them. The ideal is to step back from the sales conversation, ask questions, listen, observe, pay attention, read between the lines, and figure out what type of person you're talking to, and then structure your answers and your presentation to satisfy their needs rather than your comfort level. Biggest mistake of all, Tom Hopkins in his book, How to Master the Art of Selling, says right at the beginning that each salesperson should really have three basic presentations, one for each of the basic personality styles, so that you know how to slip into detail, if you like, how to slip into being friendly and gregarious and outgoing, how to slip into a very efficient presentation for the practical task-oriented buyer.